Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. You've tuned in one more time to Grassroots Talk. Last week, we were broadcasting from Turkey. I believe that Salam is ill, got a cold today. He was the co-host of the Dr. Margaret Aranda Show, which also is being broadcast from different parts of the country and around the world. And who knows where international people who are in such prestige and high demand will come to you from. However, ladies and gentlemen, it is such an honor to be inviting you once again to our show. And so without further ado, you folks, welcome to Dr. Margaret Aranda. And how are you today?
Thank you so much for such a brilliant, wonderful introduction. It's hard to follow that introduction. It's so great. But I'm doing wonderfully, and I've been looking forward to this all week.
Well, and likewise, I know sometimes when I put a topic out there, it is not a topic that comes from the mind. It comes from the heart and the Holy Spirit. Now, you also are a minister. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. I have been for about the last year or so, and my ministry is on Google Plus, catering to the disabled who are unable to leave their beds and go to church or to a brick and mortar building and get out of bed. It caters to the bedridden. Because I've been bedridden for 10 years, I can get up and go places, but I need to, go through a big routine in order to do that. And it takes me a lot of time.
I can only imagine what it's like to be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. So I encourage and I honor your efforts to get up every morning, to get on the social network, encouraging so many people. I've taken a look at the following that you have, which is tremendous. One of them had over 5,000 people that were following you, and the other ones had some, God, I mean, the numbers are crazy, but those are human beings behind those numbers, and for people to take their time to connect with you, that's just truly an honor. So let me do a commercial because I really want to get into this show. Our show has been brought to you by Flashback Academy, a place that it was designed to get our veterans, those that are disabled, and our young people who have been in foster care off of the streets and into a safe haven where they can call a place home for at least the next 2 years. While we work on developing the life skills necessary so that the military people, the only skill that they had doesn't have to be shooting guns, for our children who didn't get the skills that they needed to be able to navigate, but they will with us. And also the fact that through the arts, we remind America of our great potential. And all of the folks that I just mentioned and many more are part of it. ABC Learn, we appreciate the work that they've done and support that they've given us for many, many years. And Edison Corporation as our primary sponsors. And from here, I'd like to dabble right into the show. I know I'm missing a sponsor or two, but you guys already know it's not about me trying to remember every little thing that you do, but I am grateful, and on behalf of our kids, I say thank you. However, the topic this week was, in this time, what does it mean? What are you supposed to do? Is anything really going to change? Is there really an end of time? Can you address that?
Absolutely. And I want to say that's a fantastic question, and I'm really glad that you left it as a very open, wide question, because that's the way doctors ask questions. So, how are you today? You know, and we don't expect you to say fine, thank you, because otherwise you wouldn't be at the doctor's office unless there was something wrong with you. So the title of this is just leaves room for so much imagination, but I do want to give one factual fact to start off the conversation, and that is that almost 30% of the Bible is devoted to the end times and the Antichrist. Yet most churches don't discuss it at all. And it's something that people are uncomfortable, or they're just uneducated or unaware or don't know enough to have a conversation about it. Or, you know, there's like a whole long list, but 30% of the Bible is devoted to end times and the Antichrist. And these are prophecies. Like Noah was given a prophecy about the flood. And God gave us instructions. And we have them on a piece of paper, and we should know them.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it something that we should be afraid of because the end of time is coming?
It absolutely is something to respect. Let's put it that way. And it is something that, yes, many people have to be afraid of. Because the things that are prophesied in the Bible are catastrophic events, including things like Hurricane Katrina. There's a flooding in Sri Lanka tonight. There are earthquakes in Oklahoma. They don't even have any fault lines in Oklahoma. Pestilences. I've seen pictures on TV with dead whales ashore, dead birds, dead antelope in the plains of Africa, dead animals, dead birds, dead fish, tilapia in the Black Sea. You know, if you make a point to notice these things and search for them, you'll find that there are even what they call earth groanings, where there are these sharp, high-pitched tones in cities all over the world, and nobody knows what they are. And those were
These are things that you would say that are part of the end. So one of the questions that I had put on the communication or sent out to the social media was, if we're all sinners, shouldn't we all be afraid? Or is there something that we can do that puts us in better grace with God? I don't know. Maybe that's a too strong of a question.
No, I like straight up and raw, you know, because that's life. I mean, I watched a lot of people die in my profession. As a physician, I was the one who had to pronounce them dead. I was the one in the intensive care unit who had to decide with the family when we were going to stop the ventilator because we were just keeping a body alive and there wasn't a person in there anymore. So, hey, I'm used to raw and hard questions about life. And I will tell you that you have to choose. You can't be sitting on the fence on this one, deciding, oh, am I going to worry about it, or am I just going to go buy more lipstick or buy another pair of Nikes or, you know, or some other brand of shoe and go shopping. You need to either be hot or cold. And if you're hot for God, you can't get into God's greatness without accepting his son, Jesus Christ. Just like you can't get into my good graces unless you accept my daughter and my son. And if you reject my daughter and my son, then, hey, guess what? I'm closing my door on you, too.
Wow.
And that's human nature, and that's God's nature.
Quick commercial, because we have another caller that does raise their hand that they'd like to speak, and we're going to find out what that caller's question is. End of Time, brought to you by Flashback Academy. And let's just go directly to the caller we can get all of those other warm, fuzzy feelings out the way later. Caller number three are on the air, calling from a 941 area code. How are you today? Hello, caller. You're on.
I didn't raise my hand. Thank you. I'm just listening. I didn't push one. Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we thank you for calling into the show. Then we're going to go ahead and continue on because I do have a question for Dr. Aranda. So you said that we have to get in God's grace. The biggest challenge that I have with so many people is what I call living the life of hypocrisy, where they will pretend to be in line with the word, but they don't exercise it on a daily basis. And so my confusion is, once you know, you don't have an excuse. Is God going to buy the excuse?
If it is so blatant that another human being can assess that, and, you know, we are given, we fight against evil forces and evil spirits, and the whole book of Ephesians chapter 6 tells us about the spiritual warfare. And also, God gave us a complete set of armor to wear, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. And that breastplate of righteousness is righteous indignation because we know right from wrong. It's not that we're judging people. We just know right from wrong. That's why we have a justice system and why we put people in jail and punish them, because they know right from wrong. And so once you are told that you cannot get into heaven unless you accept Christ as your personal Savior and confess that you're a sinner, and you confess your sorrow for your sins to God, both the sins you know and the sins that you don't know, and ask Christ to come into your heart and change you to be like him in his image, then you won't have Christ in you, and you are in the cold. You are not of God. You are of the world. And you're not even part of this equation of heaven. You are going to hell, period. And that's the end of that story.
Whoa, okay. All right, well, since you like the fact that sometimes I've been accused of being a little bit too straightforward, but accomplished person like yourself with a few pedigrees up under your belt, some doctorates, people sometimes put you in a position of they think that you're better than other people, are holier than thou. Have you always been saved? Have you made mistakes along the way that can kind of let our audience know that you're a real person?
Oh, well, I have a blog, drmargaretaranda.blogspot.com. It's drmargaretaranda, all A's, A-R-A-N, like Nancy, D-A, like the DA's office, where you never want to be as a criminal, blogspot.com. And I have in there a story for every year of my life from age 1 through age 31. I decided I'm not getting any older. And I used to run away every weekend. I got kicked out of high school. I mean, you know, believe me.
No,
I also graduated when I was 16. I graduated high school. I tested out. And I also attended junior college when I was 16, might I add. So I thought I knew it all. I just didn't know I was that smart. I was just bored. I got straight A's when I was on swim team, and I never had to study, and I smoked pot every day. It was the 70s.
So it sounds to me like you probably ran into a few times and people can't connect with you on your blog. And as we move forward with, as you know, this half hour goes so quickly.
Yeah.
What I'd like you to do is I got an email the other day from a young man that he got kicked out of a foster home. And
okay.
I was just, because the foster home that he was in, they made a boatload of money off of him for about 10 years, okay? And he was homeless quite some time, and I had to go and pick him up one day, and I took him over to a job. Stayed there for a little while, got kicked out, then we took him to the military. He got in, and he's gotten his act together, but he remembered what it was like to sleep outside and to be cold. And he's used that as fuel. But he also committed some crimes along the way. He broke into a home. I think he had robbed somebody. Is there any salvation for him?
Oh, absolutely. God, that's what I was saying. All you have to do is confess your sins to God, and he forgives you. It's out of grace. You don't have to say 10 Hail Marys and 20 Our Fathers. And you don't have to, you know, run to Africa and feed all the orphans, or, you know, sell everything you own. You don't have to do anything. It comes from the heart. Christ died on the cross freely so that we could get into heaven freely. It's out of our own free will. What God wants is our free will and our decision. He doesn't want robotic slaves. He is a father. He loves his children, and he wants his children to come to him, and he wants his children to know of his depths of his love and kindness, and he wants them to be sorry for their sins, just like a natural parent does. He's not a
God
of rules and regulations. He's not stern and mean and ugly and bad and punishing. He's loving. My MD PhD doesn't qualify me so much to have this conversation as much as my near-death experience when I died and went to the door of heaven and had my own talk with God and came back to earth, because I shouldn't be here. I should be dead. It was my time. So I've been there. I felt heaven. I felt the no more tears of heaven. There's nobody in this world that can tell me there is no heaven. I've been there. I've been to the door. I felt it. I know it's there.
That is a very powerful statement. I'm so glad that you shared that. And on the flip side, have you ever felt as though you were being drugged and tempted by at the doors of hell? Have you ever felt persecution here on earth, where it seemed as though no matter which way that you turn, that it felt like the whole world was against you?
Go to my Pinterest board. My website will give you my Pinterest. Just follow me at my Twitter. All my social media is on my blog. And my Pinterest board, I'm chronically ill. How would you like to go from being on swim team, track, running, and being a complete athlete? My dad taught me how to play racquetball, so I can't play with any girls because I beat them all and they're no competition for me. I have to play with guys who get mad because I win them all the time. And now I've been in bed for 10 years. And in the beginning, I didn't know how to walk or talk.
That is persecution, man. Wow.
You know what, Dr. Brown? I recuperated 100% from my initial traumatic brain injury with the dysautonomia.
Oh, you did?
Where I would stand up and faint. Oh, but I was in a wheelchair for years.
What was the name of it again?
Dysautonomia, dysfunction of the autonomic nervous system. All the doctors thought I was pretending. because they never heard of it.
And you did recover from that, right?
I did. And then what happened? A doctor thought I was pretending again. So guess what he did? He had me stand with my eyes closed and touch my nose. Well, I can't stand with my eyes closed because I think I'm in outer space. I don't feel the floor. So I fell, and he didn't catch me. So he gave me a second traumatic brain injury with something called diabetes insipidus that comes from the pituitary gland in the brain being hit so hard that it can't talk to the upper centers, and you can die by peeing yourself to death and going into kidney failure. I got it twice.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so have I been down in the dumps? How would you like to wake up at being with two eyeballs and a body and be like that for, you know, 5 years, finally recover, stand up, walk, drive, be a mom to my little girl, and then have a doctor drop me and go all the way back to stage one?
And I guess the only thing, listen, as we get ready to wrap up, I need to prepare our audience for your closing monologue. This has been very, very powerful. And our next week's show will be focused on something called persecution. But we're going to end this with exactly what it started off with. It's called End of Time. Dr. Aranda, please take it away and do the closing remarks.
Thank you so much. Well, I will tailor this closing remark to the end of time. They used to say that the end days are coming. Then they said the end days are getting closer. Then they said, do you think we're in the end times? And now the theological Bible universities are not asking, do you think we are in the last times? They are asking, what day do you think is going to be the last day? It's not something that is going to happen in the future. We are in it now. And you don't have time. You have to let God work in you, and you have to let Jesus into your heart, because you don't want to be one of the unsaved ones at this time. This is the worst time in history. Even the Christians who will have to go through the tribulation. You don't want to go there. You need to give up your sin, wipe your slate clean, repent, and you get a clean slate with God, start over, and you're a newborn with no sin on you. And listen to my video. I've got sermons on Google Plus that will make you cry and will make you laugh and will minister to your soul, especially if you're lonely, disabled, sad, depressed, thinking of killing yourself, the whole world is against you, you can't do anything right. Go to my videos. Go to Google Plus, Margaret Aranda.
Wow.
Just go to my blog, drmargaretaranda.blogspot.com, and it'll take you anywhere you want to go. Follow me on Twitter. I tweet you every day, stuff to think about. It's all inspiration.
Well, and you've been a true inspiration, I'm sure, to many of the people who didn't raise their hand that they wanted to talk. They were just absorbed in processing and listening. If you folks have heard a lot of stuff in the background, it's because we're out here in the real world. Right now we're in California, sunny California, but it's not too sunny today. However, you can make the sun shine on you if you've got God in your heart. So without further ado, I want to thank you for producing your show one more time. And for our listeners, if you have a question that you would like to be read on the air, write us at flashbks@gmail.com. Pass this link on to some of your friends or someone who you know may need some inspiration.
Yes.
Once again, flashvks@gmail.com. But if you go also to either Grassroots Talk or the Dr. Miranda Show, you'll also see the call-in numbers, which is 657-383-0162. I know that's a lot of information, but that's why we have them recorded for you folks to rewind and play it again. Thank you again. Remember, the whole world is a stage, but it's all about the part that you play. Do something that will cause the world to remember you for 100 years, but you will not have caused any harm to anyone on this earth. Leave a legacy.
Amen.
Live in God's image. Thanks again for being on our show. Take care. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless.